从犹大书进到启示录。
And we have been reading from Jude into Revelations.
今天晚上我们来看犹大书。
This evening, let's study the book of Jude.
我们先来看犹大书。第三节。
Jude, verse 3. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints.
为什么要写犹大书？
Why was the book of Jude written?
这个重点在第三节。
And the emphasis is key point in verse 3.
要为从前一次托付圣徒的真道竭力争辩。
Which is to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to saints.
从圣经看起来，什么都可以让步，但是真道不能让步。
According to the Bible, in everything we can yield, except for in the matters of truth.
所以要为真道竭力争辩。
For the truth, we must defend our truth and doctrine and contend earnestly for the faith.
甚至要为真道来殉道。
And even for our faith, we shall give our life for the faith.
因为这个真道就是一条路。
Because this faith, this truth, is a way.
要引导我们回到父那里去。
It is the right way to lead us back to our Heavenly Father.
道理传错了，等于把人引导到错误的方向。
Because if the truth is preached incorrectly, then it will lead people to destruction.
所以要为真道竭力争辩。
And that is why we need to contend for the truth.
这是对神忠心的一个表现。
And because this is a faithful action in the eyes of God.
那特别讲从前一次交付圣徒的真道。
And this refers to the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints.
在圣经里面，加拉太书里面，保罗对自己所传的道相当有把握。
In the Bible, it records in the book of Galatians that Paul was very convicted about the gospel he was preaching.
说这不是任何一个使徒教我的。
He said, this gospel I've received is not from any person who has taught me.
这是神启示我的。
From any apostle, but this was given by inspiration of God.
甚至说，如果有人传的跟我传的不同，他就要受咒诅。
And he said, accursed be the one who preaches any other gospel than what I preach to you.
那保罗把从神启示的道理，他做外邦人的使徒，一直三次的宣道旅程，从亚洲传到欧洲。
And Paul proclaimed this gospel, the truth that he has received from the Lord directly in the 3 missionary journeys.
那使徒行传就结束了。
And that's when the book of Acts ended.
那如果我们看保罗的书信，约翰的书信，到末期的时候，教会已经开始有异端。
And if we look at the letters of Paul, and also Peter's letters, we see at the very end, also John's letters,We see at the very end, the church has gone into corruption.
所以他到书信里面到最后都是辩道卫道。
And so at the end, you see that they continue to defend the truth that they preached.
在使徒时代，使徒行传的前面几章是宣道。
So in the beginning part of Book of Acts, you see that they are preaching the gospel.
速度非常快。
And the speed in which they preach is very fast.
使徒行传的后面十章大部分都是卫道。
But the last 10 chapters of the book of Acts is all about defending the truth.
Wow. 那这个使徒教会的发展呢，就是我们真教会的一面镜子。
And a pattern that we find in the book of Acts is also a mirror of what will happen to our church in the end time.
所以到第二世纪圣灵被提，真教会就消失了。
And so during the second century, when the Holy Spirit was taken away from the original church, apostolic church.
那一直到二十世纪的初期，圣灵降临。建设了真教会。
There was no Holy Spirit until the 21st century when the Holy Spirit descended again in this end times to reestablish the true church.
那真教会的特色就是因为有圣灵的启示，所以我们得救的要道。
And the characteristic of the true church is that the truth was given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
那这个得救的要道就是当初交付给使徒时代的使徒的道理。
And this truth of salvation is the same one that was given to the apostles during the apostolic time.
所以我们今天 不但要宣道，我们要卫道。
Therefore, today we not only need to preach the truth, we also need to defend the truth.
当然，宣道的速度越快越好。
Of course, the speed in which we preach the gospel is even is very important.
但是如果道理传错了，这个比没有宣道更糟糕。
However, if because of speed we preach the wrong gospel, then that is even more, more risky.
所以在犹大书在提到要为一次托付圣徒的真道竭力争辩。
And that is why in the book of Jude it says that we need to contend earnestly for the faith.
然后到第四节。
And then in verse 4,
有一些人偷着进来，就是自古被定受刑罚的然后最后面并不认识独一的主宰，我们主耶稣基督。
Verse 4 says, For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for condemnation. Ungodly men who turn the grace of God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个第四节后面有一些人偷着进来，就是自称是使徒，但不是真正的使徒。
And these people who have crept in unnoticed claim to be apostles, but actually they are false apostles.
也就是假的使徒。
And they were false prophets.
他们传的道理跟从前一次托付的道理是不一样。
And the gospel they preached was different from the gospel that was entrusted to the apostles.
所以我们在末世要非常谨慎。
That is why in this end time we need to be very alert.
要慎思明辨。
We need to be able to discern according to the truth.
我们领受的道理是不是跟使徒当时领受的一样？
Whether the gospel we have received today is the same as what was preached in the Bible according to the apostolic church.
那在接下去他就提到几个例子。
And following here, it cites some cases.
就是当初他们在侍奉神。
At the time when they were serving God.
但是侍奉并没有带给他们好的果效。
But their servitude did not bring good rewards.
雅各书里面说，我们听道就是对着镜子看自己。
And the book of James says that when we hear the word of God, it's like we are standing in front of the mirror.
所以我们在镜子里面看到的就是真正的我。
And so what we see in the mirror is our true self.
所以道理如果听得懂，我们对自己会认识更清楚。
And so if we understand the truth, we'll come to know ourselves even more deeply.
好像那个镜子擦得 越亮，我们站在镜子面前，我们看自己一清二楚。
Just as the more clear and more polished this mirror is, the more clear we can see ourselves.
但是如果道理听不懂，或者道理讲不清楚，就等于站在一个不清楚的镜子面前。
And if we cannot speak the truth clearly, or we cannot understand the truth that is preached clearly, it's like standing in front of a hazy mirror. We are unable to identify our own blemishes and spots clearly.
就很难了解自己。
Then we cannot understand where we have gone wrong.
然后我们在圣经里面，包括我们在事实现在这些服事的例子。
And then in the Bible, and also in our servitude.
我们就看日光之下没有新事。
We see that there is nothing new under the sun.
就是旧约时代或者使徒时代侍奉的例子，这个是一面镜子在照我们自己。
For all the examples of servitude in the Old Testament, New Testament serve, in the apostolic time, serve to warn us and to teach us of our servitude.
如果我们在这些侍奉上能够看自己看得很清楚。
If we are able to see the cases of servitude and see ourselves in them,
然后不断去调整我们自己。
And we can see where we have room for improvement and continue to correct ourselves.
我们的侍奉会越来越甘甜。
Then our servitude will become even sweeter in the Lord.
我们会越来越蒙神喜悦。
We will be more favored and pleasing in the sight of God.
但是如果我们没有照镜子。
However, if we do not stand in front of the mirror,
没有看自己或者没有改正自己。
To reflect on our blemishes and spots and to change ourselves and correct ourselves.
我们就很可能就恢复到一些人他侍奉的结果。
And it is very easy to us to revert back to the human ways of servitude.
那我们现在看他提到三个人。
And here there are three examples cited.
11节。
Verse 11. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah.
这个十一节说他们有祸了。
Here, verse 11 says, "Woe to them."
这个他们是谁？
Who are they?
他们就是假使徒。
They are the false apostles.
为什么有祸？
Why is it that they have woe?
接下去就用三个比喻。
Here it states three examples.
第一个是该隐的路。
First is the way of Cain.
到底该隐的路是什么路？
What does it mean, the way of Cain?
我们大家知道，该隐的侍奉。
We know that the servitude of Cain was not accepted.
该隐在献祭。
When he was giving sacrifice to God.
那亚伯也在献祭。
And Abel was also giving a sacrifice to God.
这个是两兄弟啊。
And these two were brothers.
献祭以今天来讲就是我们的侍奉。
And sacrifice in our terms today is our servitude before God.
我们把我们的心借着我们在体力上、恩赐上、金钱上、时间上，这样把它付出去。
When we offer sacrifice of servitude, is to give our time, strength, gifts, and our efforts to serve the Lord.
这就是侍奉。
And this is considered servitude.
那首先第一个问题就是说，神为什么要人侍奉？
So the first question will be, why does God require us to serve Him?
我们年纪大的父母要我们侍奉，可以了解，因为人一老了，越来越退化，像小孩子。
It is natural to see how our elderly parents required our servitude to them, because as they age, they need a lot of help from us.
那为什么神需要人侍奉？
But why would it be that the Lord God also requires our servitude?
我们看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 17.
《使徒行传》的十七章。
Acts chapter 17.
二十四节
Verse 24
到二十五节
to verse 25 God who made the world and everything in it, since he is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with man's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things.
一切都是从神出来的
Because everything was given by God.
神什么也没有缺
Everything comes from him and he lacks nothing.
所以神是不需要人侍奉的。
And that is why God does not require our servitude.
所以侍奉真正的目的是为我们自己。
So actually, servitude is for our own benefit.
我们不侍奉他，他还是神。
And if we do not serve God, God is still God, regardless.
比方说祷告。
For example, when we pray.
我信耶稣就好，我一定要祷告吗？
We may ask the question, if I believe in Jesus, do I really need to spend time to pray?
神已经很伟大，他还要我一直去赞美他吗？
God is already so great and mighty. Does he really need me to pray and praise him?
千万的天使都赞美神。
There are thousands of angels that's praising God every day, every moment.
我们不赞美他，他还是很荣耀。
And if we do not praise him, he is still very glorious.
那我们祷告是为什么？
So then what is the purpose of prayer?
你看罗马书里面说，圣灵用说不出来的叹息代替我们祷告，不是为神祷告。
In Romans chapter 8, it says the Spirit intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. The Holy Spirit is actually interceding for us. It is praying for us.
我们的软弱，圣灵知道。
Because the Holy Spirit knows of our weaknesses.
如果弱下去，你天国路走不完了。
Because if we are very feeble, we are unable to complete the journey to heaven.
我说我们跪下去用灵言祷告，这个是为我们自己。
And that is why when we kneel down, we pray in tongue. It is to benefit, edify our spirit.
那圣灵了解我们的需要，圣灵了解神的意思，按着神的意思，照着我们的需要向神祷告。
Holy Spirit knows our weaknesses and our needs, and He prays and intercedes for us to the Heavenly Father according to the will of God, so that we may be strengthened in spirit.
所以祷告越多越得力量，祷告越多越蒙福。
And that is why the more we pray, the more blessings we'll have, the more strength we'll have.
不要把它想作说，为什么信耶稣就好，还要向神祷告，好像一个不可奈何。
So we should not be should not struggle with the fact that why is it that we have to labor and toil in prayer after we believe in Christ?
我们再想第二点。
Let's look at second point.
为什么要遵守神的话？
Why do we need to keep the word of God?
难道我照自己的意思不行吗？
Why can't I just follow my own will in everything?
我们不照神的话，神还是神呢，他不会有受影响。
If we do not obey God's will, then God is still God. God would not be influenced by our lack of obedience.
哦，但是约书亚记里面讲得很清楚。
But the book of Joshua speaks very clearly on this point. 我们看
约书亚记第一章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 1.
约书亚记的第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
从第七节到第九节。
Verse 7 to 9.Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
我们愿意不愿意凡事顺利？
Are we willing to obey God in all matters?
我们愿意不愿意道路亨通？
Are we willing to be prosperous and to have good success in all of our ways?
大家都很愿意。
Everyone is willing.
那怎么才能够达到那个呢？
But how can we make our ways prosperous and have good success?
神跟我们同在啊。
It is
除了努力之外。
Have the guidance of God other than our own efforts.
那神怎么跟我们同在？
And how can God abide with us?
要昼夜思想，谨守遵行他的诫命。
We shall meditate day and night on the word of God and to observe to do everything according to what is written in it.
所以不是说我的信耶稣以后一套圣经的道理把我绑住了，我没有自由，不是这个意思的。
So we should not claim that after we believe in Jesus, then we are in bondage to a whole bunch of rules and regulations of the Bible.
世人是靠他的聪明。
For the people in this world depend on their smartness and cleverness.
我们是靠神的恩典。
But for us, we depend on the blessing and grace of God.
那神的恩典怎么来？
And how does the grace of God come upon us?
昼夜思想，谨守遵行。
It is through the day and night meditation of His word and to observe all He requires us to do.
所以为什么要献祭？
And that is why we need to offer sacrifices.
不是神缺乏什么。
It is not because God is lacking in any way.
主要还是为着我们自己。
It isprimarily for our own benefit.
献祭代表我们对神的敬畏。
When we offer a sacrifice, it represents our fear and honor of God.
你看，好像说我们到非洲去，要到哪一个村落去开拓，一定要先去看那个酋长。
For example, when we go to Africa to preach, before we can go to any village to preach, we need to first meet with the chief of that village.
那带一串香蕉去就好了，他就很高兴。
And as long as we present one bundle of bananas, he'll be very happy.
其实他的院子里面一堆的香蕉树。
But actually, in his yard, he has bunches of banana trees.
那一串香蕉代表什么？
And that strand of banana, what does that represent?
代表我们对他的尊重。
It just represents our respect and honor toward him.
你是这个部落的酋长。
We recognize that you are the chief of this village.
我们要来这里传福音，我先尊重你，让你知道。
And we are coming here to preach the gospel in your village, and we come to notify you because we honor you.
他就很高兴，你要什么他都给你帮忙。
And he will be very pleased, and whatever you require, he shall offer his assistance.
宇宙的主宰就是神。
So the creator of this universe is God himself.
那你怎么向他表示我的尊重呢？
So then how do we show our honor and reverence to our God?
就是通过我们的献祭。
It is through our sacrifices to him.
你献越好的代表我们对他越尊敬。
The more and better sacrifices we offer him, it shows more honor and reverence to our God.
不是他缺什么。
It is not because God lacks anything.
创世纪二十二章，我们都知道，一个很清楚的例子。
In Genesis 20, we are very familiar with a famous story.
亚伯拉罕，神要他献独生子。
Abraham was required by God to offer up his only son.
其实独生子是神给他的。
Actually, this only son was given to him by God.
那为什么神这么吝啬，又把那个孩子要叫他献回来呢？
Why is this God so unreasonable that he gave him this only son and then required him to offer this only son to him as sacrifice?
当亚伯拉真的动刀要献给神。
But actually, when Abraham was about to offer his son in sacrifice,
天使说不要动手。
Immediately he heard from the angel to stop what he was doing.
我已经知道你敬畏我。
For I already know that you honor and fear me.
敬畏到什么程度？
To what degree?
你最喜欢的，你都愿意给我。
That you're willing to give up what is most favored in your eyes.
所以通过献独生子，神看出亚伯兰的心。
And through the sacrifice of his firstborn, God is able to see Abraham's heart.
不但他没有失去独生子。
Not only did Abraham not lose his firstborn son.
神预备了一头羔羊。
But God also gave him a lamb.
叫耶和华以勒。
It is called Jehovah Jireh, what God will provide.
神给他天上地上的祝福。
For God also gave him the blessings of heaven and the blessings of earth upon him.
所以为什么要献祭？
And so why do we offer sacrifices?
代表对神的尊重。
It is to represent our honor and reverence to God.
再来，献祭就是代表对神的感谢。
And our sacrifice also represents our thanksgiving to God.
挪亚从方舟出来。
When Noah came out of the ark,
第一件事情。
The first thing he did
就是献祭。
Is to offer up sacrifice.
神闻了那个馨香之气，神就很高兴。
When God smelled the wonderful fragrance of the sacrifice, he was pleased.
说从今以后不再用大水毁灭世界。
And God made a covenant that from henceforth, there shall not be any more flood waters to destroy the earth.
那亚伯兰为这挪亚为什么要献祭？
So why did Noah offer up a sacrifice?
你就想想看啊，所有的人都被大水灭掉了。
We see that all the people have been killed in a flood.
只有亚伯兰一家八人还活着。
Only the eight people survived in the ark, which was Noah's family.
这个不是极大的恩典吗？
Is it not a great blessing of God that they were saved from such destruction?
如果这个是极大的恩典，难道不需要对神有表示感谢吗？
If it is an exceedingly great blessing of God, should they not offer sacrifice to thank God?
所以有时候我们在想想说，为什么我们全家能够进到真教会里面？
And so sometimes we ponder, why is it that we're so blessed to have the entire family in the Lord today?
难道我们真的比别人好吗？
To be in this true church, is it because we're better than other people?
难道别人真的比我们差吗？
Is it because other people are not as good as we are?
不一定的。
No, that's not necessarily the case.
那为什么我们全家能够在真教会？
So why are we so blessed to have our entire family in the Lord?
这个末世的方舟。
In this final ark of the last days.
这就是神的恩典。
This is really and truly the grace of God.
那如果我们真的领悟这是神的恩典，
And if we really recognize that this is a unique blessing of God,
那我们真的不需要有一点表示对神说感谢吗？
Should we not offer up our appreciation and thanksgiving for his special grace?
所以这个献祭就是一种感谢。
And that is why the sacrifice is a form of thanksgiving.
那再来，献祭就代表赎罪。
Thirdly, the sacrifice represents an offering or atonement for sins.
知道我们人犯罪跟神的关系就会阻隔。
When we have sinned, we have a barrier between us and God.
那有罪都要借着血才能洁净。
And when there is sins, it requires blood for the cleansing of sins.
所以那个动物的血在旧约预表它可以洁净我们的罪。
So the blood that's offered through sacrifice of animals in the Old Testament represents the way we need to go through to have our sins be cleansed.
所以为什么我们需要祷告？
And that is why today we need to pray.
因为我们知道不知道犯了很多罪。
Because unknowingly or knowingly, we may have committed many sins every day.
外在的行为，内在的心思。
Whatever we have done outwardly and whatever we have thought internally.
故意的或者我们连自己也不知道的罪。
Whether intentional or involuntary.
所以我们跟神的关系好像很疏远。
And so this has drawn us far away from God.
但是我们在神面前悔改。
When we come before the presence of God, we repent of our sins.
这个就是一个灵祭。
This is a spiritual sacrifice.
神看我们悔改的心，他就赦免我们了。
When God sees our heart of repentance, He will again cleanse us from all our sins.
我关系跟神又正常，又可以重新得恩典。
Then our relationship with God can be once again restored.
那这个该隐的献祭啊，就是他献完以后，神不要了。
And the sacrifice of Cain. Exemplifies a sacrifice was given to God, but God rejected it.
那这个神不要，但是他又看到同样兄弟亚伯献祭，神就把他接纳。
But then Cain saw that Abel, his brother, offered a sacrifice, yet God received his sacrifice.
那现在该隐就开始对亚伯生气了。
And because of this, Cain was bitter and angry toward his brother.
就恨起他的兄弟出来了。
And so he started to hate.
其实真正应该的做法就是说，为什么神接纳你，神不接纳我？
But actually, the way Cain should have acted was to meditate on why his sacrifice was rejected by God and why his brother's sacrifice was accepted by God.
啊，圣经讲得很清楚，因为该隐的行为不好。
The Bible was very clear because way of Cain was wrong.
所以以赛亚书里面呢，先知告诉以色列百姓。
And so Isaiah prophet said to the Israelites.
啊，你们守节献祭也没有用。
That when you keep the feasts and festivals and offer sacrifices, it's useless.
因为你没有离开罪恶的生活。
For you have not departed from a life of sin.
啊，甚至禁食祷告也没有用。
And even your fasting prayers are abominable before God.
因为没有把罪除掉。
Because you have not obliterated your sin before God.
所以该隐的献祭得不到神的悦纳，就是他本身的生活啊，他没有悔改的心。
And we see that Cain was displeasing to the Lord in his sacrifice because his own life was not a repentant life.
所以神没有办法接纳他，因为他这一个人是活在罪里面。
And so God could not accept his sacrifice because he was a man living in sin.
但是后来他恨亚伯，就把他杀掉了。
And later on, he also hated his brother and murdered his brother.
所以这个告诉我们，我们在教会的侍奉。
What does this teach us then regarding our servitude in a church?
侍奉是我们跟神的关系啊。
Whatever we do to serve the Lord in a church, it's between us and God.
这个侍奉不需要比较。
The servitude should not be compared with the servitude of others.
因为神给人每个恩赐不一样。
Because the gifts that God has given each individual is different.
角色不一样。
Everyone has their role to play in the church.
每人跟神的关系也不一样。
Every person's relationship with God and functions are different.
我做是我跟神的关系。
If I do my function, then it is only to affect my relationship
with God. 你做是你跟神的关系。
And whatever you do for God is only between you and God.
所以不要为着侍奉到最后兄弟姊妹变成仇人，变成恨。
So we should never have arguments or become enemies as a result of comparing our servitudes with one another.
侍奉到最后，教会不来了。
Then eventually, after serving so long, we will no longer come to church.
因为我谁跟谁处不来，我跟谁处不来，谁我看不顺眼，谁我看不顺眼，不来了。
Because I could not get along with this person, or I could not get along with that person, and we have so many conflicts that we no longer want to come to church anymore.
如果我们是这样的侍奉态度，我们就是走在该隐的道路上。
If we have such attitude and servitude, then we are walking the way of Cain.
我们就离神越来越远。
And the more we walk in this way, the further away we are from God.
本来侍奉是应该越来越讨神喜欢，越来越靠近神，越来越蒙福。
Originally, servitude is supposed to draw us closer and closer to God to bring more favor and pleasure from the Lord so that He will bless us even more.
但是如果没有小心，侍奉到最后变成恨人了。
But if we are not careful, at the end of our servitude, end up hating other people.
那这个侍奉就走错了路了。
Then we have gone the wrong way in serving God.
跟神就越来越远了。
And we have a further and further way away from God.
所以这是一面镜子。
And that is why this is a mirror for us to look at.
我们再来回来看犹大书。
Turning back to Jude.
第二个，为利往巴兰的路。
Second case, of running greedily in the error of Balaam for profit.
巴兰的例子我们大家也都很清楚。
We are all very familiar with the story of Balaam.
这里特别把它讲得很清楚，它是为利。
And here specifically states that Balaam was erroneous because he did it for profit.
好，我们先来看民数记二十二章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 22.
民数记二十二章。
Numbers 22.
第四节。
Verse 4. So Moab said to the elders of Midian, "Now this company will lick up everything around us as an ox licks up the grass of the field." And Balak the son of Zippor was king of Moabites at that time.
第六节。
Verse 6. Therefore, please come at once, curse this people for me, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land. For I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed.
第七节。
Verse 7. So the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the diviner's fee in their hand, and they came to Balaam and spoke to him the words of Balak.
这里在提到摩亚人看到以色列人越来越多，很害怕。
We see that the Moabites and Midianites were very fearful that the Israelites grew in exceeding numbers.
他就想出最好的方法就是请一个先知咒诅，他全处死光了。
And so they wanted to ask. Their solution was to ask a prophet to curse them so they'll all die.
这个 不需要动一兵一刀。
And this is so that they do not even have to raise one sword in battle against the Israelites.
然后就找到巴兰。
And so they found this prophet called Balaam.
但是你要叫他做事情，一定要有一个动机啊。
But if you need to motivate Balaam to do something, you need to give him some incentive.
所以第七节。
So、therefore, in verse 7. 摩
亚的长老跟米甸的长老手里拿着布巾到巴兰那里。
So the elders of Moab, elders of Midian, departed with the diviner's fee in their hand, and they came to Balaam.
哦，拿着金啊，拿着这个利啊，去告诉他做吧。
They brought an incentive, which was the diviner's fee, to give him incentive to do the cursing.
其实这个咒诅本身就是不好的。
The cursing itself is not something that is good.
你不过拜什么神，要人咒诅，这都是不好的。
No matter what god you worship, if you ask, someone to be cursed, that is a wrong thing.
但是这个巴兰啊，拿到这个金子以后，他说：“哦，今天晚上去求问神。”
And after Balaam received this gold or this fee, he said, "Wait for me. I will ask the Lord tonight."
当然神告诉他不可以这样做了。
But of course, God came to Balaam and said, "You should not do such a thing."
神的百姓只能祝福，不能咒诅的。
The people of God should only be blessed. They should not be cursed.
你没有办法咒诅神的百姓的。
You cannot curse the people of God.
然后我们看十五节。
Let's look at verse 15. Then Balak again sent princes, more numerous and more honorable than they.
这里说又尊贵的这些臣宰去求他。
So here it says that he sent more honorable princes.
然后十七节。
And verse 17.
极大的尊荣，你向我要什么我都给你。
For I will certainly honor you greatly, and I'll do whatever you say to me.
请你来咒诅这个民。
Therefore, please come, curse this people for me.
但是巴兰这样一讲，心动了。
And after he said this, Balaam's heart was moved.
所以十九节。
So in verse 19.
你今天住在这里，我要得知神对我说什么。其实神已经在讲，不可以做。
Now therefore, please stay here tonight, and I'll know more what the Lord will say to me. But actually, God has already spoken to Balaam what God's will is.
所以他第二天要去啊，天使就阻挡了那个驴子。
That's why the second day, when Balaam rose in the morning and saddled his donkey, the angel stood in the way to block him.
不然的话，巴兰就被杀掉了。
And Balaam almost was killed by the angel.
所以我们可以看到这个利对一个人的影响何等的大。
So we can see benefits or incentives is so influential to a person's heart.
但是当我们提到服侍神
，But when we talk about servitude before God,
这不是我们服侍的动机。
We should not use it as a motive.Vision behind our servitude.
当然，我们在教会里面除了专职传道，其他都没有教会从教会领钱的，都是义工。
In our church, other than the full-time minister, there is no other volunteer worker that requires any pay.
那我们在教会的专职传道所领的生活费，大概也是社会的平均了。
And the living fee that has been paid to our full-time preachers are only average salaries.
所以如果以利来讲，也真的是找不到人。现在真的是找不到人。
And if we were to talk about benefits, it's very hard to recruit on benefits alone to find new preachers for a church.
那我们为什么要侍奉？
So then, why would we want to offer ourselves to sacrifice?
我们的侍奉如果不是真的出于爱神。
If our sacrifice is not truly out of love for God,
很可能有利的另外一种形式的表现。
It could be for another reason, for benefit and personal gain.
就是个人的自我实现。
Maybe the self-actualization of ourself and our own ego.
我自己有一套理想，我要把它行在教会里面。
Perhaps I have my own ideals that I like to actualize and realize in this church.
所以英文叫 self-ambition. 自己有一套的想法要把它行出来。
So a person may be serving not because out of love of God, could be for their selfish ambitions.
那这种的利来服侍就会有问题。
And those who serve in this way will have problems in their servitude.
动机有问题，方法就会有问题。
If their motives are in error, then their methods shall be wrong.
做出来就会有问题。
Then whatever they do will be incorrect.
所以我们在教会里面侍奉真的是很单纯。
And that is why in our church, when we serve God, it needs to be very sincere and pure.
我们也不是为名。
We do not do it for fame.
我们也不是 要做什么。
We do not do it for any other gain.
若有的慕道者到教会来，他觉得说：“哎，你们爱慕道者，好像对慕道者这么好的，好像没有什么目的。”对，这样讲是很对的。
And so when the truth seekers come, they say, "Why are you so good to me? Do you have any motives for doing this?" But then they realize that we have no motives to treat them so well.
我们在教会里面有没有在交换名片，建立这个生意的网络
？We never exchange our business cards. We're not trying to gain connections or network.
所以我们为什么一直要带领人来，要一直讲道，要让他来信
？So why do we labor and toil so hard to bring them to Christ, to teach them the doctrines and message of the gospel?
就是希望他能得救得恩典。
So that hoping that one day they can receive the salvation of God, they can be blessed and to reconcile with God.
我们看到一个信徒现在越来越少聚会，我们这心里着足如同火烧。
And when we see a member has been lacking coming to services, our hearts burn with worry for them.
其实他不来，这是他跟神的关系，他的得救啊。
And if they don't come, actually, it's really their own problem and their relationship with God.
但是跟你跟我又有什么关系呢？
Has nothing to do with you and me.
但是当我们有神的怜悯在里面，你就发现他不来真的是啊，灵性真的很困难啊。
But when we have the mercy of God compelling our hearts, then we feel such sorrow when we do not see them at church anymore.
那我们看到他来就很高兴，不是为着什么。
But when we see them come to church, we become so joyful and not for our personal gain.
所以当一个人的侍奉有任何爱神爱人以外的动机，这个侍奉就会有问题。
And so if a person today serves God and has any other motives other than loving God and loving others, then this servitude will have problems.
我们的侍奉是很单纯的。
For our servitude must be very pure.
那这个该隐后来为着这个利，他又做了一件事情。
And then Balaam, for his own selfish ambitions, he also did something else.
我们看啊。民数记二十二章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 22.
三十一章，民数记三十一章。
Numbers 31.
十六节、十七节。
Verse 16, 17. Look, these women caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to trespass against the Lord in an incident of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord.
这里啊，巴兰替他们设一个计谋。
So we see Balaam came up with a counsel idea.
既然也不能咒诅他，那怎么办呢
？And since they are Balaam is unable to curse the people of God, what should the Moabites do？
那钱又收了，那巴兰就想，那我怎么替他想一个计谋呢
？So Balaam already received the gold and payment. So what can he do to give them counsel and advice to Moabites, Midianites？
他就教他一个计谋，你用。女子去引诱他们啊，犯罪就好了。
So he taught them the device of using women to tempt them into sin.
而且真的好多就被杀掉了。
And it is true because of that, the wrath of God was kindled against the Israelites, and many of them were killed.
为什么
？Why？
因为神是忌邪的神。
For God is a jealous God.
所以我们在看啊，这个人的侍奉啊，这个利益、个人的好处、个人的这些。事情啊，真的是啊，会让人一直想要啊做一些事情。
And so we see that if a person has hidden selfish ambitions in his heart, his servitude eventually will cause problems.
那我们再回来看第三。
Let's turn back to the third case.
犹大书的第十节、十一节。
Verse 11 of Jude.Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah.
第三个就是可拉。
Thirdly is Korahites.
那这个可拉到底是代表什么
？What does the rebellion of Korahites represent？
这里特别，他已经把它讲清楚，可拉的背叛。
We see that their sin was in rebellion.
我们现在看民数记的十六章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 16.
民数记的十六章。
Numbers 16.
可拉是谁
？Who is Korah?
第一节。
Verse 1. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and the son of Peleus, sons of Reuben, took men.
这些他是哥辖的子孙呐。
He is the son of the Kohathites.
这个哥迦是被信托在会幕里面在管理会幕的。
So Kohathites, they were commissioned to serve and to assist the priests in the tabernacle.
那第二节。
And verse 2.
还有以色列中250个首领的，有名望的。
So Korah, along with 250 leaders of the Israelite congregation,
那是以可拉为代表了。
And they chose Korah as their representative.
如果我们看第一节跟第二节的介绍，他们在以色列百姓是有名望的家族。
We see from verse 1 and 2 that Korah and the leaders, they came from notable, important families in the, among the Israelites.
这个家世背景容易让人产生一种高人一等的感觉。
And because of their high family background, they had this air of superiority.
所以主耶稣才说那圣经里面才说你们要悔改，结出悔改与果子与悔改的心相称，不要说我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
That is why the Bible records that you should bear fruits in accordance with your repentance. Do not claim that you are the descendants of Abraham.
神要把这斩下来，从石头来生出亚伯拉罕的子孙。
For God will cut you down and make descendants out of these stones.
但是因为他有他的家世背景，不容易顺服。
But because of their illustrious background, these people were not easy to submit themselves to leadership of Moses.
所以。我们看他到底他要什么。
And so what exactly did the Korah and these people want?
16章第十节。
And chapter 16 verse 10. And that he brought you near to himself, you and all your brethren, the son of Levi with you, and are you seeking the priesthood also?
原来他要求祭司的职分。
So it seems that their motive and their gain purpose was to seek priesthood.
那神说你已经跟利未的子孙这样在管理会幕，那这样来亲近神，这已经相当的尊荣。
And God said, "You and your brethren, along with the sons of Levi, are already ministering before the Lord in a tabernacle. This is already very honorable and blessed."
你还要祭司的职分
？But are you seeking the priesthood also?
这是更大的影响力。
And this will have an even more influential status among the people.
希望在以色列百姓有更大的影响力。
So that they can gain greater influence among the people of God in Israelites.
那当然，这个是神不喜欢的。
And of course, this is something that God does not like.
那要怎么得到更大的影响力
？So how can you gain a greater influence among the people of God?
请摩西下台。
It is to take down Moses.
所以我们看十六章。
So we see in chapter 16.
第三节。
Verse 3. They gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, "You take too much upon yourself, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?"
你为什么自高超过神的会众呢
？Why do you exalt yourself above the congregation of the Lord?、
听起来也是很有道理的。
It sounds so logical and rational.
为什么你一个人高高在上？
Why are you so much higher above all of us?
但是如果我们从出埃及记里面再看这整个过程。
But if we see the entire journey in the book of Exodus.
摩西在40岁的时候，他是想除了我还有谁？我是从王宫出来的。
And at the time when Moses left the palace at the age of 40, he thought there was no one more superior than himself.
磨了40年，神要找他，他说我是什么人？
But after 40 years in the wilderness, when God chose him to serve him, Moses said, "Who am I?"
他完全没有自信。
He absolutely had no confidence anymore in himself.
所以从整个过程，不是摩西要坐这个位置。
So we see throughout the journey, it is not because Moses wanted to do this in the journey of Exodus.
是神要叫他做的。
For it is the instruction and will of God all the way.
那现在可拉党这一群人要把他拉下来。
But for Korahites to bring them down,Bring Moses down, they had to do something.
他们自己可以得到利未人的这个身份，可以坐在位上。
So that they themselves can have the status of Levites to be able to do the work of a priesthood.
这是直接挑战神的主权。
They are challenging the sovereignty of God in their actions.
所以到最后，可拉党一党呢，全部吞下去了。
And so in the end, what happened to them? The ground opened up and swallowed the entire Korahites and their supporters.
但是很可惜的，就周围一群人看不清楚什么事情，也遭殃了。
Unfortunately, those people who are around, who lacked discernment did not understand who was the right and wrong, so they also were hurt.
所以我们要尽量避免教会发生事情，真的有一些无辜的会遭殃。
And so in order to prevent things from happening in our church, a lot of times innocent bystanders will get hurt.
这谁要负责？
And who shall take up responsibility for this?
我们要想得很清楚。
We need to be very clear in our thinking.
所以49节。
And so verse 49.
除了因为可拉事情死外，遭瘟疫有14,700。
Now those who died in the plague were 14,700, beside those who died in the Kora incident.
如果可拉没有这一党起来作乱，这一万四千多个不必死。
Now, if Korah and his supporters never came up to do this rebellion against God, all these people, 14,700, would never have died.
所以人的谦卑是何等的重要。
And that is why it is so exceedingly important to have humility in our servitude.
谦卑不只是愿意往下降侍奉人。
Humility not only means that we're willing to lower ourselves to serve others.
谦卑是对神的带领一种顺服。
Humility also means that we are willing to submit and completely surrender our will to God.
我们看犹大书。
And our servitude. Let's look back at Jude.
犹大书现在在另外一个例子，第六节。
Let's see another example in verse 6. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day.
天使。
So we see in the case for angels,
他是服侍神的。
They are supposed to be ministering spirits before the Lord.
非常尊贵的。
They are very honorable.
天天看到神的荣耀。
For they see God's glory every single day.
为什么会堕落？
Why is it that they also will fall?
不守本位。
For they did not keep their proper domain.
天使就是天使，你为什么要跟神一样？
If angels are angels, why would you want to be like God?
那你自己要往上提升，就让你下去。
And the more that you want to raise yourself, the more God will debase you.
所以我们在侍奉的路上看到谦卑是不简单。
And so in this path of servitude, we can see that humility is indeed difficult.
是极其重要。
Yet it is exceedingly important.
我们看，再回来看犹大书。
Let's turn back to Jude.
第九节。
Verse 9.Yet Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dare not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, The Lord rebuke you.
第四节。
Verse 10. But these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally like brute beasts, and these things they corrupt themselves.
这里讲天使讲米迦勒跟摩西在跟魔鬼在争辩摩西的事首。
In this case 5, where it mentions Michael, the archangel, is contending with the devil over the body of Moses.
他只讲一句话，主责备你。
He only said one thing, the Lord rebuke you.
不敢用毁谤的话。
He does not revile or accuse.
但是第四节。
But then verse 10.
这些人。
But these people.
这些假使徒。
These false prophets or apostles.
毁谤他们所不知道的。
They speak evil whatever they do not know.
这是很可怕的。
And this is very frightening.
毁谤神所用的人，这是很可怕的。
For them to speak evil against the servants of God is greatly alarming.
所以，侍奉是一面镜子。
And therefore, servitude is a mirror.
也可以成为一个榜样。
It can be an example for us to follow.
如果我们的侍奉是好，是别人的榜样。
If our servitude is good, then it shall become an example for others.
如果我们的侍奉跟着这三个例子，就是别人的一面镜子。
But if our servitude is like these cases in Jude, then we are a mirror for others to be warned about.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
119首。
Let's sing him 119.